This is an audition tape for Larry Jewell. In order, a newscast, an air check of disc jockey work on the air, an air check of basketball play-by-play, and a commercial. I can be reached at 119 East 1st South, Apartment A in Brigham City, Utah, 84302, or by phone, area code 801-723-5159. Time now for news. Larry Jewell reporting. The longest-held prisoner of war in American history and 25 other released POWs returned to the United States today. The first of two planes with 13 of the men aboard landed at Travis Air Force Base in California, ending a flight from the Philippines. The second plane, with Major Floyd Thompson aboard, flew to McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. Thompson was captured March 26, 1964. His parents lived in Lodi, New Jersey, but the whereabouts of his wife is unknown. The Thompsons have four children. With March 28th, the deadline for prisoner release and withdrawal, there are 6,308 U.S. servicemen still in Vietnam. The Pentagon says they can all be pulled out within a couple of days after the communists make public their final list of POWs and set a release date. U.S. withdrawal was halted last week to keep pace with prisoner releases. China joined other communist countries today in denouncing what is called U.S. colonial rule in the Panama Canal Zone. At a meeting at the United Nations Security Council at Panama City, China backed Panama's efforts to win control of the canal from the United States. Australia backed the U.S. in the special council meeting. It said the U.N. had no business trying to dictate terms of any new canal treaty between the two countries. Southern California supporters of the Indians at Wounded Knee will try again to send aid to the South Dakota militants. They are collecting more clothing, food, and medical supplies for a second attempt to get through to the occupied hamlet. Saturday, federal agents stopped at the California-Nevada border a caravan of four cars carrying the first shipment. The agents arrested 16 persons on charges of crossing a state line to incite riot. A state Supreme Court judge in Massachusetts has issued a temporary injunction ordering striking guards back to work at Walpole State Prison. 120 guards are into the fifth day of a strike at the maximum security facility. Governor Francis Sargent moved to secure the injunction after negotiations produced no progress. The ruling goes into effect tomorrow morning. Two senators today were denied permission to view FBI files on the break-in at the Democratic Party's Watergate headquarters. Senators Birch Bayh of Indiana and Lowell Weicker of Connecticut were told they could not view the papers under a new policy set by Attorney General Richard Kleindienst. Acting FBI Director L. Patrick Gray first offered to open the file to any member of the Senate. The offer was then rescinded and then restated to say only certain senators can see the documents. Approximately $4 million worth of negotiable municipal bonds have been stolen from the Robinson Humphrey Company in Atlanta, Georgia. Authorities say the bonds were taken sometime between Tuesday and Friday of last week, and the theft was probably an inside job. In sports news, ninth-ranked Minnesota took advantage of Rutgers slowdown tactics late in the first half to defeat the Scarlet Knights 68-59 in the first-round National Invitation Tournament game tonight. Minnesota, making its first NIT appearance, was shaky at the start. Rutgers used a full-court press early in the game and sped to a 14-8 lead as John Somogyi canned 10 of Rutgers' first 12 points. But with Rutgers leading 18-17, Scarlet Knights coach Dick Lloyd ordered his team to freeze the ball, and they did so for 2 minutes and 20 seconds before losing possession. Minnesota then ran off 12 straight points while shutting out Rutgers for almost 7 minutes. The Gophers led 31-22 at the half and went on to victory. Clyde Turner led a balanced Minnesota attack with 18 points as the Gophers placed 4 men in double figures. Somogyi was high scorer for Rutgers with 25. Pittsburgh Steelers defensive tackle Ernie Holmes entered innocent pleas today to three counts of assault with intent to kill. The charges were filed in connection with the wounding of a police helicopter pilot and other shooting incidents last Friday. Holmes was arraigned in Mahoning County Court in the Youngstown, Ohio suburb of Austintown. Holmes was freed on $45,000 bail, and his attorney said the football player would go to a Pittsburgh hospital where he will stay for an indefinite time. The key man in the Kansas City group, which is seeking to join the National Hockey League, told the league's finance committee today that a suit which stood in the group's way has been withdrawn. Edwin Thompson told the committee that about $5 million is now available for use in constructing a new arena. Just over a week ago, a Kansas City resident filed the suit, stating he didn't want any public money to be used for the funding of a private arena. The action tied up bond funds that the Kansas City group had counted on for financing. The finance committee put off a decision on Thompson's request for a fifth continuance of a deadline for providing the league with details of the plans for the franchise. Kansas City is scheduled to join the National Hockey League, along with Washington, for the 1974-75 season. And that's news and sports to the hour. Larry Jewell reporting.
A little applause there for Peggy Lee, incomparable Peggy Lee. The California Department of Parks and Recreation is doing its part to help solve the current energy crisis. From now on, all showers in its campgrounds will be equipped with a flow control valve. Bathers will get 2 gallons of hot water per minute from the shower instead of the 8 to 12 gallons a minute they've been used to. Which means you're not going to stay as warm or as wet if you're in that shower. Joe South, walk a mile in my shoes. That's Mary Hopkin, believe it or not. That is not a 1940 recording of that. That's an up-to-date recording with an up-to-date artist doing it in a 1940 version. Utah temperatures. High temperature in the state of Utah yesterday was at St. George with a 60-degree reading. Low temperature, 15 at Vernal. And we had measurable precipitation at Blanding, 6 hundredths of an inch, 7 hundredths of an inch at St. George. They've been having some fun down in southern Utah, getting snow and rain and all sorts of things like that. Utah Ski Report. We've had a gentleman that's been calling me a couple of times today looking for our ski report, and I haven't had it yet, and now I have it. If you're listening to me and you missed part of it, call me again. I'll be glad to read it to you over the phone, but I'm going to read it over the air first, okay? All but 2 Utah ski resorts report new snow today, although amounts were very light. Beaver Mountain and Sundance were the only 2 not getting snow. Alta picked up 3 inches, Brighton has 2, and all others report a trace. Snow depths range from 102 inches at Powder Mountain to 52 at Sundance, with skiing termed excellent on packed snow, with a little powder at Alta and a little powder at Bryan Head. All lifts and Tozer operating all facilities are open. Uh-oh. Failties. We lost the sea. Failties are open. Yep. Highways to the ski resorts are clear and dry, except some patches of snow on the Alta Road. Snow tires are recommended for Little Cottonwood, which is Little Cottonwood. That's the one going up to Alta. That's right. Night skiing is scheduled tonight at Nordic Valley, Park City, and Powder Mountain. And any place else that you would dare tackle it without being able to see where you're going. Hey, yeah, that's Sandler and Young. They didn't put in the hay, I'll put in the hay.
It's great to have spring in your heart.
An old one, Len Miller, the orchestra, and gang. I got a gal from Kalamazoo. That's just about all the music for this hour. News coming up in just about a minute and a half from United Press International.
I'm gonna sing my song like I never sang before. Everybody sing!
Billy Joe Royal for Coca-Cola.
This is KBUH and KBUH Stereo FM in Brigham City, Utah. At the sound of the tone, it will be 9 o'clock. Time for news from United Press International.
From KBUH.
Side 56-52, Box Elder with the four-point lead. Next shot is up and good by Kaminska. Nine points on the evening by Jimmy Kaminska. Full court press, Box Elder. Five-point lead, 57-52, 6:40 left in the ball game. Nielsen across the 10-second line. Long pass to Cullimore. Back to Nielsen. Nielsen wants the shot from the corner. Puts up the shot. 2 points. Dave Nielsen, 2 points, making it 57-54, 3-point lead, Box Elder. Randy Yagi at the top of the key. You better guard him from midcourt. He's just like Rick. He might shoot from out there. Larry Bywater from the angle. Bywater being guarded closely by Dave Nielsen. At the angle post to Kaminska, back to Bywater. Jump shot from the baseline, 2 points. Box Elder starting to score now, 59-54, 5-point lead. Nielsen being guarded closely by Rick Yagi, and Yagi hooks him in backcourt. Second personal foul on Rick Yagi. Sloppy foul. Nielsen beat him, and Yagi tried to get back at him. Tried to catch up with him, I should say, and hooked him. To the free throw line will be Dave Nielsen shooting 1-1. 59-54, 5-point lead. Box Elder on their home floor. Dave Nielsen on the evening has 20 points. First shot is up. No good. Rebound. Corral by Jimmy Kaminska. Bear up there with him. Larry Bywater has a dribble away from him by Richard Wood as he crosses the 10-second line. Randy Yagi being double-teamed in the corner. Coffin corner. Timeout being called by Randy Yagi. Dennis Kuczyk says, what? Kuczyk says, come here, wait a minute. I want to talk to you. Randy Yagi trying to avoid the jump ball, calls timeout. Wastes a timeout for Box Elder. 59-54, the score with 5:46 left. Box Elder leading. From the corner, Randy Yagi, no good, rebound, long rebound, corralled by Kaminska, he goes back with it, no good, long rebound comes off again, this time to Kevin Bear, jump ball called, Kaminska and Bear, Darrell Hughes a little upset, but not too bad this time, Kaminska and Bear, 6 feet two each, Bear with a little more muscle, jumping free throw circle to our right, tap controlled by Randy Yagi of Box Elder. 5-point lead, Box Elder with the ball. Rick Yagi with the ball, being guarded closely by Richard Wood. Wood takes a swipe at the ball, cannot get it. Rick Yagi now clears it out to Bywater. Jump ball called, guarded closely. Richard Wood and Rick Yagi go to the free throw circle to our right. This is like having two jumping beans jump. These guys are so tiny.
Yes.
Thank you, Alex, for the good ad lib. Rick Yagi controls the tip. The Bear River controls the ball. Dave Nielsen along the baseline being double-teamed. Foul on the play. No, knocked out of bounds by Rick Yagi as he came in from behind to try to get the ball away from Dave Nielsen. Out of bounds to Bear River under their own basket to our left. 5:15 left in the ballgame. 59-54. Box Elder leading from the corner. Set shot. Kevin Bear around. No good. Rebound. Phil Adams tears it out of there. Rugged rebound, Phil Adams clears it out to Bywater. Bywater starts to drive, and he's tripped up down there. Foul on the game, a correction, no foul. They say he tripped over himself. Traveling violation as Bywater tried to move. You can't move that sit down when you're sitting. Traveling violation, and that's a tough way to go. Across the 10-second line, Dave Nielsen, he's fouled on the play. Foul on Phil Adams. Fourth personal foul on Phil Adams, and he's in serious trouble. To the free throw line, shooting 1-1, Dave Nielsen with 4:59 left in the ball game. 5-point lead, Box Elder. Box Elder, Bear River scrapping at each other tonight. Down home basketball game, cross-county rivals in Box Elder. Box Elder's gym. First shot is up and good by Dave Nielsen. 21 points on the evening. That won't hurt his scoring average, leading Region 1 scoring. Nielsen, right hands the next one up. Good. converts both ends of the one-on-one situation. 59-56, full court press nailed by Bear River. Yaggies in backcourt being double-teamed, triple-teamed, has it dribbled away from them by Larry Cullimore. He puts it up and in. 2 points, Cullimore. 59-58, the Yaggies in backcourt. Breaks the press now to Phil Adams. Adams pulls up short with a jump shot. Around, no good. Rebound cleared by Alan Williams. A chance for Bear River to go out in front. Richard Wood across the 10-second line. Passes in deep to Nielsen. Nielsen wants a shot. Forces the shot. Too long. Phil Adams at the ball. Outlet pass to Rick Yaggie. Everybody on their feet now except Alex and me. And we wish that we were. Rick Yaggie. Bounce pass to Larry Bywater at the right angle. Box Elder with a one-point lead. Randy Yaggie with the jump shot. 20-footer. Too long. Rebound. Control by Randy Yaggie. Goes back to the boards. Rebound. Phil Adams. Box Elder. No good. Rebound. Controlled by Bear River. Alan Williams finally gets the ball.
Buying a car is really no hang-up. Select yours now from our great lineup. For the greatest buy, you can take our word. This is the place to buy your Ford.
Attention farmers or anyone else who needs big rugged trucks for spring and summer work. Anderson's Ford has five large previously owned Ford trucks. They range from the 2-ton size on up, models F600 to LM900. These are proven trucks from 1960 to 1971 models, and they have the mark of quality. Ford. Hurry today to Anderson's Ford Incorporated for your truck values. Anderson's Ford, 323 South Main in Brigham City.
This is the place to go, Ford. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Partners, now is the time for you to treat your family to dinner out at reasonable prices at Andy's Chuck Wagon in the Kmart Plaza in Ogden, right there on the South 40 of Wall Avenue. Andy's serves continuously from 11 a.m., so you can gather the family around any time during the day. Get real Western atmosphere at reasonable prices, and get a smile and a friendly word at no extra cost.
Both looking and looking good.
It's Andy's Chuck Wagon for good food. Andy's Chuck Wagon in Wall Avenue, Kmart Plaza in Ogden. Ah!